We are in the midst of a series of different programs that are taking place at the Bitterman Center in North Canaan. And the first was on gun violence. And there's another one of those partners in community events coming up on safety. This time, Women's Support Services is involved, a program focused on domestic violence issues. With us right now, we have a program director of Women's Support Services joining us here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio, Virginia Gold. Virginia, thank you for taking a few minutes and joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. Thanks so much for having me.
You know, this series that that is taking place at the Bitterman Center, the first series from all reports that I received, was very, very, very well attended. And I think this is how do you approach certain topics in little chunks where you can deal with all the different issues that that revolve in a community around violence. And it's hard to say, but, you know, we have as many problems with violence out here in the sticks as they do in the city.
Yes, I think that, of course, it's easier for issues to get hidden. You know, we're spread out. People aren't cheek to jowl. Domestic violence in particular is something that happens in homes behind closed doors. So it's really exciting to have the chance to be part of this series and to talk about the ways that different issues affect our community and how we as a community can come together and build more peaceful relationships for everybody.
Now, this is coming up on Thursday, June 28th, at the Bitterman Center, which is 2 Daisy Hill Road in Canaan, Connecticut. If you go to our on-demand site once this interview is over, we even have a map up there that shares you the location in case you're not familiar with the Bitterman Center. The pizza and soda, by the way, is provided from 6 to 6:30, and then the talk. Now, what's great about the talk is that after the talk is over, there's going to be questions and answers. Now, who's going to be talking for Women's Support Services?
I will be presenting along with our community educator, Deanna Berry. And we've tried to pull together a program that includes some information and facts and some chance for discussion and sort of exploration of the various ways that this issue affects our community and a chance to problem solve and help people leave feeling like they have some strategies to help their neighbors help themselves. That's the tagline for the series.
Well, one of the interesting things about Women's Support Services out here in Northwest Connecticut is that Women's Support Services really was one of the leading forerunners in supplying much-needed domestic violence services in a rural area. I mean, I'm not sure people who are new to the area or in the area don't realize how long Women's Support Services have been around and the services that they've provided and the safety net that they've provided in our area.
Thanks, Marshall. Yeah, it was an entirely volunteer-generated agency for many years and has been around and active in this area for decades. And all of our services are free, and all of our services are confidential to anyone of any age, any gender, anybody who lives in the Region 1 area.
What's interesting about domestic violence is, in the beginning, you focused almost exclusively on women, but we've come to find out that domestic violence is domestic violence. It involves men on men on women, still mostly men on women, but it really is a problem that this country at least has started to stand up and try to deal with.
Yes. I think that we serve men, women, and children who are, you know, unfortunately witnesses and experience domestic violence as well. And as personally, as the parent of both boys and girls, I'm aware that we as a community have to find ways to help all of our children learn how to be in peaceful and respectful relationships. So, yeah, Women's Support Services is hoping that we can continue the dialogue on Thursday night and encourage more to join us in how we all participate in ending this public health issue.
Once again, that is this Partners in Community Safety series continues on Thursday, June 28th at the Bitterman Center on Daisy Hill Road in Canaan. With Women's Support Services doing the program. And you've got a tagline which is really interesting, and that violence doesn't always make the news because violence especially spousal abuse or abuse on children, doesn't have to end up in the beginning. It's not maybe necessarily a news story because no one's been struck. It's been psychological violence.
Yeah, domestic violence can happen in a lot of different ways. People think of the physical violence, but there's absolutely emotional and spiritual and financial violence that occurs. And it happens in the privacy of people's homes, which I think has been a big part of what the movement has done over the past 30 or 40 years, is drag it out from behind closed doors and say, we as a community have to talk about what's happening in our families with the people we love.
It's a problem, and it's a problem. I think that someone who's 65 years old, I've come in and seen a lot in my 65 years, and I've seen alcoholism affect families. I've seen drugs affect families in my own family. It's not necessarily partner on partner. It might be a brother on a brother or a sister on a sister. And the services that you supply, especially your hotline at Women's Support Services, I think is a real important service to our area. Let's take a minute or two and just talk about the hotline, because you look for volunteers to train volunteers each year to man those hotlines.
Actually, the hotline was entirely volunteer-driven for a number of years. Now we do have paid staff who staff it during the overnight shifts. But we do have an active volunteer program, and we look for volunteers to help with the hotline in our office and also with a lot of our prevention and education outreach efforts as we're trying to encourage this dialogue among our community. But our hotline is staffed 24/7. It is, just like everything else, free and confidential. We do help people get to the resources that they need for whatever they bring to us.
Yeah. All right. Well, once again, we want people to know that you're invited, men, women. You can bring your children, by the way, because babysitting will be provided at this event. It is, once again, another one of the Partners in Community Safety events. It is coming up on Thursday, June 28th at the Bitterman Center in Canaan, Connecticut, 2 Daisy Hill Road in Canaan. Of course, there'll be questions and answers after this. Babysitting provided. Once again, pizza and soda provided at 6:30, and then the talk, and then the question and answer period after that. If people want more information from you about Women's Support Services, what's the best number for them to reach, Virginia?
Well, they can always call the hotline at 860-364-1900 if they have a crisis question. And our office is open Monday through Friday, and that's 364-1080.
Virginia, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Marshall. Have a good morning.
All right, take care. Once again, that is Women's Support Services, and it is coming up at the Bitterman Center, Daisy Hill Road in Canaan, on Thursday, June 28th, beginning at 6:30. More information at 860-364-1900.